Rainer Werner Fassbinder. I dedicate this poem to Art Forum. I am so lazy. All I want to do is look good and write poems, and all I get to do is write poems because my time has not yet come to look good. Sometimes I stand up and sit down thinking about my poems. Truly, they are so excellent that I should be famous, and someday, too, I should look good enough to stand alongside them. Maybe this will happen someday, but not today. However, even better than this would be the destruction of the system that causes me to fantasize in such an idiotic way. Should I destroy myself or try to attain the heights within this system first and then destroy myself after I've become sanctified by what is to be despised here? As I write you, I'm listening to Noi. What I'm trying to say is, in the middle of the night last night, I tried to watch a movie by Rainer Werner Fassbinder. Not a movie, but rather the first episode of a mini-series. I'm sure you know it, Berlin Alexanderplatz. You see, this week I'm taking care of the vegetable garden of two friends who are intellectuals. The Berlin Alexanderplatz DVDs are owned by them. Once I badly wanted an older man, loutish but refined, and I remember clearly his red mouth saying the word Fassbinder while he held his young son in his arms. Noi is very sexy music. Have you ever listened to it? I learned about Noi very late, like 2 months ago, from a boy I was fucking until last week, though perhaps I will see him again. You see, although my looks are melancholic and owlish, I remain culturally retarded, and all the powerful things that have ever been done, even 30 years ago, only come to me peevishly, occasionally, through the people who condescend to share their time and superior knowledge with me. I guess I do possess a sensibility that could not be called deaf to culture, but my narcissism has become so exhaustive that it takes up almost all my time. Oh my God, usually people laugh at that. All right. There was a time 5 or 6 years ago that I would meet people who would say, Ariana, have you seen The Bitter Tears of Petra von Kant? No, I would say, I haven't. I really should, though. I wish I was a cinephile. I should stop reading medieval poetry because, after all, I cannot stay safe and uninfected just by hiding in things so very old. People who watch movies are such dreamers, I would say, and I want to be one, a dreamer, and feed myself with stronger stuff than the things I feel safe in because nobody living is there. I should dream in other ways, more ambitious ways, and could if I were a person who watched movies. But at that time, it took equipment and patience, more of both than it takes now. Anyway, some years ago, I finally watched like half of The Bitter Tears of Petra von Kant, and it made me uncomfortable about being female. But anyway, last night, I tried to watch episode one of the revolutionary filmmaker Rainer Werner Fassbinder's Berlin Alexanderplatz, based on the novel by Alfred Dolben, to which, incidentally, my writing has been compared. And 5 times I watched the establishing shot of the man walking along walls in bright sunlight, only to find that when the first words in the episode were spoken, I think by a soldier, the subtitles were not on. And every time I thought I'd turn them on, it turned out they were not on. And I tried again and again, becoming serener and serener as the night wore on. Serener because more and more resigned, and I watched the sun fall and the cracks in the man's face as he walked down the street until the moment something in German was said and the dread that had woken me up and caused me to want so badly to see a movie slowly ebbed and was replaced with the dread that fills the establishing shot of the film. The man with his face moving in clots of light along walls that move past different versions of white. Finally, I had to accept that the subtitles were not going to go on. And feeling tormented that I am neither a famous poet nor a woman whose looks resemble the vapidity of her aspirations, my thoughts turned to a man I loved once, a German whose name was Rainer, and who, when I asked him one night what his middle name was, said, Maria. in the most insulting tone of voice you can imagine. And Reiner knew that I was fanciful, and though to know Fassbinder begged a sophistication different from the one I had then developed as insulation against the cruel and elegant persons of my age, Rilke was something that I knew, and that my breathlessness and overt and beating heart also knew well. Oh well, maybe someday I will learn what it meant in the 70s to be a revolutionary. These ideas are important to the culturally successful people who maintain that this system must be overthrown, and what I accept as the clearly suicidal mass, which to participate in it means to agree to it, ought not to be accepted. I should simply try to succeed while not accepting, though I hate to try at all. I should become the ally of cultural critics who at certain periods of the night too become romantic, and I think I even will. As soon as I can overcome the fantasy that my dreams might become sweet again and fragrant, neither oppressively narrow scenes in which I dominate the culture as both hero and heroine, a sacrificer melted down to become the very ore of beauty that makes worlds, nor the inheritrix of products delivered in the form of somebody else's secrets bequeathed in films and books and cuts of clothing, that to attain the truth they point to, I have no choice but to pass through and agree to them their canniness and history, its limits, and the obsessions which are not mine, legitimated by them for having passed.